Alors, professeur, dear colleagues, dear friends, I'm very pleased to welcome you in Bordeaux for this workshop, Digital 3D Objects in Art and Humanities, Challenge of Creation, Interoperability and Preservation. I'm Jean-François Bernard, I'm an architect and archaeologist and director of Archaeovision. Archaeovision is a CNRS laboratory connected with both two universities of Bordeaux. One is called University de Bordeaux, and the other University Bordeaux-Montaigne. And here we are on the area of University Bordeaux-Montaigne. Since 1993, we are specialized in digital humanities and especially 3D models for archaeological studies, art story, and architectural heritage. We have a theoretical and practical approach of 3D. That means that we always work with real scientific case studies and produce 3D models and documentation for the development of human and social senses knowledge. Archaeovision is a coordinator of the National 3D Consortium created by Humanum in 2014. And for this reason, our colleagues asked us to host this first Parthenos workshop in Bordeaux. We are very honored of this and happy of this opportunity to reconnect with some old friends and make new ones. We have got a meeting room in Archaeovision next to our office. It's very near in the Nurby building. We will go there for lunch. But the Maison des Sciences de l'Homme d'Aquitaine, another partner of Humanum, gives us today the possibility to use this beautiful space. And I want to thank them for this, especially Patrick Baudry, director of the Maison des Sciences de l'Homme d'Aquitaine, et Yann Oliva, secrétaire général. So I wish you a very good stay in Bordeaux. I hope you will preserve some time to visit our beautiful city, and I am sure we will make good work during these 3 days. Professor Nicolucci.
Doesn't work? Okay. So I don't want to take more of your time because the mic doesn't work. First of all, I must apologize for my delay. I got lost in this big campus, and luckily a lot of people came to rescue me, and I was able to arrive with only half an hour delay. Sorry for keeping you waiting. Thank you for hosting this Parthenos workshop. Thanks to Adeline for organizing it, and to the other colleagues for hosting it. I had a long speech at the start, but due to lack of time, I will not. Okay, now it works. I will not take more of your time. I think there will be other opportunities for discussing about Parthenos and how this 3D stuff fits into the project, which I imagine most of you know, because most of you are partners of the are involved in the project. The others, I hope, had the curiosity of looking at our wonderful website and checking what all this is about. But it will come from discussions how this interesting subject fits in within a project which is addressing linguistics. So little 3D there, humanities, maybe a bit more, and cultural heritage, which is perhaps the best known and most important application of 3D. So that's it. Let's move on. I have recovered my delay, and we can probably start in time. There is another welcome address, which will be more interesting than mine.
To open our workshop, I will shortly present you the National 3D Consortium that we have the pleasure to direct. There are some friends of the consortium, the Laurent, Anthony, and Florent, and Bruno, and Sarah, and Mehdi, that are with us today. It's one of the 10 consortium created by Humanum in the field of human and social sciences. The others are concerning music, archive, geography, ethnology, linguistic, history, or political science. Our own consortium brings together 10 French laboratories producing 3D data. We are all working in the archaeological and architecture and art story fields, covering all the chronological periods. However, the 10 laboratories are very different, have very different profiles. The INRAP, Institut National de Recherche Archéologique Préventive, gathers more than 2,000 employees and is specialized in preventive archaeology. But some other partners are very small structures with just a few employees working within limited geographical or thematical areas. Some are specialists of computing working using archaeological models. Some are archaeologists trying to use computing tools to serve their activity. The 3D Consortium is meeting twice every year in a different place, trying to create a network and to introduce good practices and, in the field of 3D models production. In France, the first 3D models used in archaeology have emerged 30 years ago in this laboratory. The first one was the Temple of Karnak in Egypt, made with silicon graphics computers in collaboration with Electricité de France, with a provider of national provider of energy. Since this moment, our team is going ahead and a lot of new laboratories are producing that kind of models. So it was time to take stock of the situation. The consortium makes a lot of activities like sharing equipment and expertise, working about the question of model copyright, as I told you, building a real network of 3D data producers. But four main topics at this moment have been selected. The first one is vocabulary. It's necessary to standardize the vocabulary used to describe the different steps of the model's production and the different uses of these models. As you know, in France, we try not to use the English words. We prefer create new words. But the result is not always very clear. So we need to harmonize the vocabulary and set the definition in the main European language. The second one is a definition of technical specifications. It appears very clearly that we need to work together to precise the characteristic of the models. We are working with researchers, museum curators, regional or local authorities to carry out projects or scientific research, conservation, valorization project, or so many things. And so we don't need only one type of model, but a lot of them with various technical specifications. It's necessary to precise these technical specifications in order to connect the production with the goals. That's what we do for those who produce and for those who need these data. The third topic is the tools. We are trying to check the most useful softwares and hardwares for 3D models production and viewing. There are a lot of tools. Some are free, others are very expensive. Some have a long story. Some others are recent creations. With our group of 10 laboratories, we have the opportunity to test and evaluate the great number of these products. This document will report our experience. But it's not easy to realize that kind of document because the situation is changing continually and very quickly. And so it's necessary to keep a critical distance because the risk is to provide a document that will be useful just for a very short time. And the last, maybe the most important now, is a long-term preservation of our 3D models. The fear of a digital dark age is particularly strong in the archaeological community. We usually work with historical documentation, and our knowledge is growing up very slowly. 3D tools won't never be used by archaeologists if we are not able to guarantee them the long-term preservation of the models. Producing an archaeological 3D model is an expensive action, and the amount of information contained in the model is more and more important. For all these reasons, we are working hard to solve this problem, and you will have tomorrow a presentation of the state of the art. These four deliverables are written for the whole community of 3D models producers and users. We will publish them in the course of next year, during the last life year of the consortium. After which, we will think about a possible new quadrennial project. And now, I let Pierre Alliez open the work.